Chapter 1.
In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim was hovering over the surface of the waters. And Elohim said, Let there be light, and there was light, and Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim caused there to be a separation between the light and between the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, one day. And Elohim said, Let there be a vaulted dome in the midst of the waters, and let it cause a separation between the waters. So Elohim made the vaulted dome. And he caused a separation between the waters which were under the vaulted dome and between the waters which were over the vaulted dome. And it was so. And Elohim called the vaulted dome heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And Elohim said, Let the waters under heaven be gathered to one place, and let the dry ground appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry ground earth, and he called the collection of the waters seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, Let the earth produce green plants that will bear seed, fruit trees bearing fruit in which there is seed according to its kind, on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth green plants bearing seed according to its kind, and trees bearing fruit in which there was seed according to its kind. And Elohim saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, a third day. And Elohim said, Let there be lights in the vaulted dome of heaven to separate day from night, and let them be as signs and for appointed times, and for days and years. And they shall be as lights in the vaulted dome of heaven to give light on the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two lights, the greater light to rule the day and the smaller light to rule the night, and the stars. And Elohim placed them in the vaulted dome of heaven to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate light from darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. And Elohim said, Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly over the earth across the face of the vaulted dome of heaven. So Elohim created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kind, and every bird with wings according to its kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. And Elohim said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind, cattle and moving things, and wild animals according to their kind. And it was so. So Elohim made wild animals according to their kind and the cattle according to their kind, and every creeping thing of the earth according to its kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, Let us make humankind in our image and according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every moving thing that moves upon the earth. So Elohim created humankind in his image, in the likeness of Elohim he created him, male and female he created them. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of heaven, and over every animal that moves upon the earth.
And Elohim said, Look, I am giving to you every plant that bears seed which is on the face of the whole earth, and every kind of tree that bears fruit. They shall be yours as food. And to every kind of animal of the earth and to every bird of heaven, and to everything that moves upon the earth in which there is life I am giving every green plant as food. And it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made and, behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day.
Chapter 2.
And heaven and earth and all their array were finished, and on the seventh day Elohim finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. And Elohim blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it, because on it he rested from all his work of creating that there was to do.
These are the generations of heaven and earth when they were created, in the day that Yahweh Elohim made earth and heaven before any plant of the field was on earth, and before any plant of the field had sprung up, because Yahweh Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no human being to cultivate the ground.
But a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground when Yahweh Elohim formed the man of dust from the ground, and he blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature.
And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And Yahweh Elohim caused to grow every tree that was pleasing to the sight and good for food. And the tree of life was in the midst of the garden, along with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river flowed out from Eden that watered the garden, and from there it diverged and became four branches. The name of the first is the Pishon. It went around all the land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good, bdellium and onyx stones are there. And the name of the second is Gihon. It went around all the land of Cush.
And the name of the third is Tigris. It flows east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. And Yahweh Elohim took the man and set him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to keep it, and Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, "From every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you shall surely die." Then Yahweh Elohim said, "It is not good that the man is alone. I will make for him a helper as his counterpart." And out of the ground Yahweh Elohim formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky, and he brought each to the man to see what he would call it, and whatever the man called that living creature was its name.
And the man gave names to every domesticated animal unto the birds of heaven and to all the wild animals. But for the man there was not found a helper as his counterpart. And Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. While he slept, he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh where it had been. And Yahweh Elohim fashioned the rib which he had taken from the mange into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, "She is now bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh, she shall be called woman. For she was taken from man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cling to his wife, and they shall be as one flesh." And the man and his wife, both of them, were naked, and they were not ashamed.
Chapter 3.
Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal which Yahweh Elohim had made. He said to the woman, "Did Elohim indeed say, 'You shall not eat from any tree in the garden'?" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat."
"But from the tree that is in the midst of the garden, Elohim said, 'You shall not eat from it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die. For Elohim knows that on the day you both eat from it, then your eyes will be opened and you both shall be like Elohims, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make one wise, then she took from its fruit and she ate. And she gave it also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed together fig leaves, and they made for themselves coverings. Then they heard the sound of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden at the windy time of day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh Elohim among the trees of the garden. And Yahweh Elohim called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he replied, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I am naked, so I hid myself."
Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I forbade you to eat?" And the man replied, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave to me from the tree and I ate." Then Yahweh Elohim said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Then Yahweh Elohim said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you will be cursed more than any domesticated animal and more than any wild animal. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life.
And I will put hostility between you and between the woman, and between your offsprings and between her offspring. He will strike you on the head, and you will strike him on the heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pain in childbearing, in pain you shall bear children. And to your husband shall be your desire, and he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you listened to the voice of your wife and you ate from the tree from which I forbade you to eat, the ground shall be cursed on your account. In pain you shall eat from it all the days of your life. And thorns and thistles shall sprout for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread, until your return to the ground. For from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And the man named his wife Chawa, because she was the mother of all life. And Yahweh Elohim made for Adam and for his wife garments of skin, and he clothed them. And Yahweh Elohim said, "Look, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. What if he stretches out his hand and takes also from the tree of life and eats, and lives forever?" And Yahweh Elohim sent him out from the Garden of Eden, to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out, and placed cherubim east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming, turning sword to guard the way to the tree of life.
Chapter 4.
Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain. And she said, "I have given birth to a man with the help of Yahweh."
Then she bore his brother Abel, and Abel became a keeper of sheep, and Cain became a tiller of the ground. And in the course of time Cain brought an offering from the fruit of the ground to Yahweh, and Abel also brought an offering from the choicest firstlings of his flock. And Yahweh looked with favor to Abel and to his offering, but to Cain and to his offering he did not look with favor. And Cain became very angry, and his face fell. And Yahweh said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why is your face fallen? If you do well, will I not accept you? But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must rule over it." Then Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let us go out into the field." And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then Yahweh said to Cain, "Where is Abel your brother?" And he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And he said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive the blood of your brother from your hand.
When you till the ground it shall no longer yield its strength to you. You shall be a wanderer and a fugitive on the earth." And Cain said to Yahweh, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Look, you have driven me out today from the face of the ground, and from your face I must hide. I will be a wanderer and a fugitive on the earth, and it will happen that whoever finds me will kill me. Then Yahweh said to him, Therefore, whoever kills Cain will be avenged sevenfold. Then Yahweh put a sign on Cain so that whoever found him would not kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh, and he settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Enoch. And when he built a city he named the city after his son, Enoch. And to Enoch was born Irad, and Irad fathered Mehujael, and Mehujael fathered Methushel, and Methushel fathered Lamech. And Lamech took to himself two wives. The name of the first was Adah, and the name of the second was Zillah. And Adah gave birth to Jubal, he was the father of those who live in tents and those who have livestock. And the name of his brother was Jubal, he was the father of all who play stringed instruments and wind instruments. Then Zillah also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools of bronze and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Then Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, listen to my voice, O wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, then Lamech will be avenged 77 times. Then Adam knew his wife again, and she gave birth to a son. And she called his name Seth, for she said, Elohim has appointed to me another child in the place of Abel, because Cain killed him. And as for Seth, he also fathered a son, and he called his name Enosh. At that time he began to call on the name of Yahweh.
Chapter 5.
This is the record of the generations of Adam. When Elohim created Adam, he made him in the likeness of Elohim. Male and female he created them. And he blessed them. And he called their name, humankind, when they were created. And when Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a child in his likeness, according to his image. And he called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he fathered Seth were 800 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam which he lived were 930 years, and he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he fathered Enosh. And after Seth had fathered Enosh he lived 807 years, and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. When Enosh lived 90 years, he fathered Kenan. And after Enosh fathered Kenan he lived 815 years, and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he fathered Mahalalel. And after Kenan had fathered Mahalalel, he lived 840 years, and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he fathered Jared. And after Mahalalel had fathered Jared, he lived 830 years, and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he fathered Enoch. And after Jared had fathered Enoch, he lived 800 years, and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he fathered Methuselah 300 years, and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with Elohim, and he was no more, for Elohim took him. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he fathered Lamech. And after Methuselah had fathered Lamech, He lived 782 years, and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he fathered a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This one shall relieve us from our work, and from the hard labor of our hands, from the ground which Yahweh had cursed." And after Lamech had fathered Noah, he lived 595 years, and he fathered sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. When Noah was 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth.